Absolutely delighted to have just an outstanding guest on our podcast today. I'm very pleased to introduce you to Susan Duman, Senior Vice President of Strategy for Suncorridor Inc. Welcome, Susan. It's just wonderful to speak with you today.
Thank you, Linda. I'm very excited to be here, and I'm always excited to talk about Suncorridor and the work that we do.
I'll tell you, it is phenomenal work. Let me just give our listeners the description of Suncorridor. Suncorridor is a transformative economic development organization in Southern Arizona that represents one of the most dynamic and growing regions in North America. Located in Tucson, Suncorridor Inc. is a CEO-driven regional alliance whose members aggressively champion mega regional issues that impact economic competitiveness and the quality of life. The organization has helped to drive significant business investments in Tucson and Southern Arizona and works with companies that have created thousands of jobs and billions in capital investment that have resulted in an economic impact of more than $36 billion over the last 20 years. How wonderful, how phenomenal. That is extremely significant to our economic development here in Southern Arizona. And I'd like to also share a bit of information before we get into this interview about Susan. As Senior Vice President of Strategy, Susan is responsible for leading strategic initiatives around competitiveness that align with Suncorridor's mission to drive transformative economic development in Tucson and Southern Arizona. Susan has nearly 20 years of experience in economic development in Arizona, working at the state, regional, and local levels. Susan also has extensive experience in all aspects of workforce development and redevelopment and reuse. Susan has provided site selection assistance and market analysis for companies considering expansion or relocation opportunities into Metro Tucson and Southern Arizona. Susan holds a Master's of Public Administration degree. She is an alumni of the National Urban Fellows Program, a national public sector leadership program. Currently, Susan serves on the Pima Community College Foundation Board and the Southern Arizona Workforce Leadership Advisory Council. Susan, you bring wonderful credentials and experience to this role. I'm really honored to speak with you today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
So, Susan, tell us about Suncorridor and your role in the organization.
Sure. And I'll try to elaborate on what you already covered in the description. I think one thing that I really want to emphasize is that we are a public-private partnership, but we're really a CEO-led and driven organization. So we're fortunate to have private sector supporters in this region that really drive what we do. And they believe that if our region is economically viable and vibrant, that it's going to help their companies and their businesses. And so it's not one of those things where they necessarily see that immediate direct return on investment, but it's this idea that when we can bring in companies like recently, like American Battery Factory, with over $1 billion of investment, that companies like Raytheon, for example, are going to benefit because we're going to bring additional talent into the region and it's going to help everybody grow. And hospitals like TMC are going to benefit by having more people in the region to utilize their services and so on and so forth. So we're very fortunate to have that kind of support. and puts us in a little a different position as an economic development organization because we are a little more nimble. I worked for a public organization at the City of Phoenix for many years and did great, love the work there, and the role the folks in public organizations play in economic development is absolutely critical. What we can do as an organization, we can move a little more quickly. We're a little more nimble. Our board get together and make decisions very quickly. And I'll get into a little bit later some of the other advantages that we have by being a regional economic development organization. But that's really important. I wanted to touch on that, just kind of who our board is and the critical role that they play in supporting economic development. And that's not to say, of course, we have our public sector supporters, like I mentioned, or public-private. One of our biggest supporters is Pima County, and we're grateful to have that regional support. It, like I said, it puts us in a unique position because we bring both entities, both the public and the private, to the table.
Susan, I can't even imagine how you celebrate success. So you're trying to attract a company. You know, there's competitiveness in the market, but when you get the news that they've agreed on Southern Arizona, I can't imagine the bliss.
Yeah.
It has to be an absolutely phenomenal experience. So I'm very, very happy for you and Suncor. So what are some of the trends of business growth in our region?
Well, some of those trends are, you know, they've really changed since the pandemic. And if I can, I'm just going to go back on a little bit more about Sun Corridor and who we are, because I do want to make sure that folks understand what types of companies we're looking to attract. Sometimes people say, oh, you only are looking for big companies, or you're only looking to attract. And we're not. We want to grow the number of companies in base industries in this region. And what that means, those are companies that are exporting a product or a service outside of the region, typically outside of the state. They can operate from a lot of different places, but there may be strategic reasons why they choose one community or one region over another. It's very competitive. And that's the kind of company we're looking to either attract here or keep here. And we work on both. Sometimes that's a little bit of a misperception that we only work to bring in the new folks. We've worked with many local companies to help them grow over the years. And so with that, some of those trends and what we're seeing and how the pandemic has really, I mean, candidly, it's changed so much in what we do, like it has in so many businesses and companies. But probably the biggest change is that we see very few office projects and have seen very few office projects now for the last, I'll call it, you know, we're almost 4 years, right? And since this all started. And Tucson was known to be kind of a back office, you know, contact center hub. We would be on the short list for a lot of those operations. They still exist. Those functions still exist in companies, but many of them have either way downsized their physical office footprint or completely abandoned it and have gone to a, you know, work from home concept. So of our pipeline, you know, it used to be about 60-40, 65-35, meaning 60% was like industrial type of uses and about, you know, 40% was office. Well, now over 90% of our pipeline is industrial. At one point it was, I don't think we had a single office project in the pipeline for some period of time. We're seeing a few that are coming back, but we don't see that trend changing vastly anytime soon. So that's one trend I would point to. With that trend, we are seeing more manufacturing than we've seen, I would say, in the history of our organization. I've been here 7 years, but I'm fortunate to have access to data, obviously, beyond that. And we are competing for more manufacturing projects than we ever have. And that, I believe, is, again, pandemic related in this move that so many multinational companies are making to either onshore or nearshore at least a portion of their operations. Everything, you know, kind of prior to the pandemic was just in time, low cost. China was the answer. And with what we saw during the pandemic, the vulnerabilities there with products that are critical to our national security, things like basic medicines, we didn't really think about that. That's all being done overseas. We didn't have any of that here. So, you know, medical devices, things like that. And then many other, you know, many other industries as well, especially clean energy and kind of, you know, where are we getting our energy? So those are some of the industries where we saw a move to let's look at the U.S. And then some of it is looking at Mexico. Where can we be a little closer and a little friendlier neighbor? And so we've seen some of those moves to Mexico, but then we benefit here in the Tucson, Southern Arizona region, because a lot of times there are distribution that happens here. R&D and engineering happens here. So some part of the operation may be in Mexico and some of it's here.
These trends are big shifts in the perspective of what are we trying to grow, and the move away from office to more industrial and manufacturing also describes longevity. So you're not moving into an office and renting and moving out. You're investing in a huge facility that is going to have multiple economic implications in a positive way for the whole community. So thank you so much.
That's a very astute observation that you're making, because it really is it's a shift in how we do business, how long it takes for these projects to get across the finish line. When you talked about the celebration, it can be years before we get to that point. And also, once those companies make that decision, they are unlikely to unravel that. They're unlikely to pick up and leave and go somewhere else. When you have a lease on a facility and you don't have huge capital investment there, it's pretty easy to say, well, our lease is, you know, we do a 5-year lease that expires, we're going to evaluate at that time. But when you invest, you know, $30 million, $100 million, $1 billion, that's a generational investment and really can impact the fabric of this region economically.
I love that term, generational impact, because that's exactly what it means. You're building the foundation of a company, they're investing, but they're going to be here for a long time. And you know, that is a wonderful result of much of the work of Sun Corridor. So you have key economic development partners. How do you all work together for Southern Arizona and create the impact?
There are a lot of folks that have to come to the table when we work on economic development. And I will say that it may not be the same group of people every time. And I think one of the ways in which we are helpful as a regional group is we can assemble the right team for the project. We refer to them as projects when a company is evaluating our region and they are for an expansion or a relocation. And so what we do as a regional group is understand what's important to them, who do they need to talk to make an educated decision about our region, and then we help to bring all those appropriate folks to the table. So I already mentioned one of the key partners is Pima County. They cover the entire region, but we also work with all the local jurisdictions, depending on where company may be looking or evaluating real estate. And I really want to make sure I emphasize our utility partners. They have become increasingly important. You can imagine that access to power and the ability to understand where and how and the power reliability of our region becomes a very high priority issue for these companies. Our partners at Tucson Electric Power and Trico, Southwest Gas, super important on power and water as well. But what we try to do, like I said, is understand what that company really needs to know and get their questions out there and then tap our partners to answer them. Obviously, our educational partners are super important with Pima Community College, the University of Arizona. Now, we've got a really good thing in this region in how we communicate with one another, how we work together. We're very responsive to each other. And that weighs in our favor when companies are evaluating our region. They can see that there is a genuine camaraderie there and relationships, and that we are a group of folks in economic development and our partners across the board that talk to each other and can get things done, can get them the questions they need answered. And that's really, really important.
So one thing that companies that are thinking about relocating are looking for is cohesiveness and support, consistent support through the community. So I think that's part of what you're bringing to the table. Are there other considerations for companies who are relocating? What are they looking for here in Southern Arizona?
You know, at the top of the list, and it has been for quite some time, is talent and workforce. And it's ever present. And I would say that as our demographics are shifting nationally, we sometimes think about it as a local issue. It's really a national, even international issue. We have declining population. Partners at Pima Community College often talk about the birth dearth, and we're just not going to have as many people to work as we have in prior decades. And so we have to be really smart about how we grow our region from a talent standpoint. So companies, when they come to us, I mean, they want to know, do you have the labor to fit my company's needs on day one? If we open our doors here, are we going to be able to ramp in the time frame? So they're not just looking at that. They also want to know, is there a pipeline from K-12 and higher education, including the community college? Does that exist? And what is that ecosystem like to support that pipeline in the region? And do you have workforce training programs that can help me over the long term? So I'm going to ramp, but my industry is evolving. I think we all, you know, in our careers need ongoing education, right? I mean, you don't just go to school, whatever that is, if it's college or trade school or whatever the case, high school, whatever the case might be, you need additional education along the way. And so they want to know, what sort of programs are in place that are going to support my business in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Is that something that you do currently? Are you working with existing companies to help them? They really want to see that. And we do a great job in that in this region. So
that is wonderful. And it's a great perspective, Susan. Having lived here full-time since 2013, I've seen the collaboration. I've seen the workforce development. And I've seen how community organizations work together. So I'm really delighted that we express that as our foundation of what we offer in Southern Arizona. So how do you identify companies that are seeking to relocate?
We do that in a number of different ways, but if I can, I just want to a couple more things when I talk about what companies are looking for. We talked about talent. I do just want to add a couple more things that I think are important. Infrastructure, again, has become increasingly important when you talk about manufacturers. They want to understand how they are going to transport their goods. They want to understand, I'm going to make this product, how am I going to get my raw materials here? And then once I make the product, how am I going to export that product outside of this region? What are your roads like? What are your plans for your roads? So that's critically important, as well as our electric, you know, our power infrastructure, extremely important, and our water infrastructure. These are things that we are being asked about in a level of depth that wasn't really there prior to the pandemic. So it's a close, candidly, it's a close number two in terms of being important. It just depends on the industry and the investment. You can imagine, if you're making a $1 billion investment, obviously talent, hugely important. Infrastructure almost as important because you've got to make sure that's there. And then last, I would just say that, real estate availability and costs are really important too. If you don't have the building or land, that's the end of the conversation. There is nowhere else to go from there. And that has been a challenge for us in having the right kind of industrial real estate available. When you look around and you think, there's land everywhere. What are you talking about, Susan? Once I drive down the freeway, and they'll say, I drove in here. I see all this land. And it's like, well, yeah, there's the land, but you have to look at who owns it. Is it available? Is it accessible? And there's so much owned by public entities, particularly the Arizona State Land Department, that we've got to work on getting some of that land ready. And again, I think we've in the last couple of years have done a great job as a region in getting some sites ready that put us in a better competitive position on some of these mega projects. So anyway, sorry, I just wanted to elaborate on those things because they're really important. And people always think it's quality of life, and not that that's not, it is important. They want to look at that. But if you don't have the other things I just mentioned, that doesn't, quality of life then doesn't really come into play. It's really talent, infrastructure, and real estate availability.
That's completely understood because a company coming in and is investing billions, what they want is ROI. So, you've got to have the labor, the education pipeline, the workforce programs, the infrastructure, and obviously power and water. So, no question about it, they've got to have continuity for their business, and they've got to be able to forecast that. And so, tell me a little bit about companies that you've identified, or an example of what you're working on.
Yeah, so leads come in from different places. Sometimes they come directly to us, and sometimes they come to our partners like the Arizona Commerce Authority, and sometimes the Arizona Technology Council over the years has also been a great lead source for us. Or they go to our partners at Pima County or City of Tucson. There's just a number of ways that we get leads. But I am going to focus on the Arizona Commerce Authority because they're the statewide economic development agency and they source a lot of leads. It's really important. So if you think about, you're a company, you're evaluating a new, or you're planning a new operation, and you need to evaluate a number of locations. Usually that's starting with evaluating states and not necessarily regions. So it's really important that we have that kind of state coordinating agency, like the Arizona Commerce Authority, who can be there to be that central repository, then help that company or site selector connect statewide to other, regional groups like ours here in Southern Arizona or GPEC in Phoenix or wherever it is, then they can help them connect across the state. And I bring it up because the Arizona Commerce Authority is up for reauthorization this year as an agency, and we really need them. But we also work directly with site selectors, and we've built relationships across the country, across the globe for that matter, with these consultants that, it's kind of this cottage industry of folks that work with companies large and small to help them evaluate and make location decisions. So they try to make it a very data-driven process. They try to help companies take the emotion out of it and really help them understand and make a good decision about where they should invest and grow. And so in 2000, I believe it was 17, we hosted the Site Selector Guild, which is a national organization, actually international organization of site selectors. And we brought them all to Tucson for their conference, but also to understand our region. And then we bring them in periodically and have done so since in a smaller setting. It's been a great source of leads for us. And again, these folks are the ones helping companies make those critical decisions. And there's a multiplier effect. They're not just working with one company, they're working with many companies. So we know that if they have a good experience, even if we don't win a particular project, and of course we always want to win, but if that site selector has a good experience and gets exposure to our region, we know there will be future opportunities with them. So we really focus on those relationships, and look forward to hopefully hosting another group of folks a little bit later this year.
Exactly what I was going to suggest. Let's do it again.
Yes.
You know, let's make it happen, because the more exposure they get, and by being in the environment, it's not just analytical. It's important, the data is important, but to understand more of what the opportunity is here and to experience it is a very, very different thing. And so, what are some of the current trends that indicate what our future economic growth is here in Southern Arizona?
Well, what I believe is that we need to make sure we're well positioned as a region to be competitive when those opportunities present themselves. So I think we've done a good job so far, and we were a little ahead of the curve. And I want to give credit again to the folks at Pima Community College, particularly the former chancellor, Lee Lambert, really focused on workforce development and focused on the industries where we were forecasting growth and opportunity. And so I'll probably get the time frame wrong, but let's just say within the last year or so, the college opened the Advanced Manufacturing Center here. And that's just a tremendous asset. If you haven't seen the center and the facility, highly encourage you to do that. I would highly encourage the listeners to do that. Another part of the state, and you can't make it here, get online, check it out. There are lots of pictures and whatnot. But it really was a visionary effort there and has been very impressive to our clients, who are the companies evaluating the region. They see that we're investing in training around manufacturing, and that tells them that they know they'll have the support they need once they get here. Again, it's not just the right now. It's how are you going to support me when I make this generational investment, you know, 25, 50 years? How are you going to support me down the road? And they see that Advanced Manufacturing Center as one of the ways in which we're going to be able to do that. Pivoting a little bit, I think one of the things that we're trying to understand is this, how long is this here to stay, is around clean energy. We talk about trends. This was not, clean energy wasn't even, you know, a term we used, frankly, until recently, but we identified a need to create this category of industry because we did not create the category, but we saw the need that we needed to add this to our targeted industries because we were seeing so many different opportunities to compete for these projects. As I'm sure almost everyone knows, there's been incredible investment at the federal level into clean energy and to a shift in what kind of energy we utilize. And so we do see it as a trend. And at this point, I mean, my belief is I don't think it's going away anytime soon. I think that we are going to continue to see this a need in this industry. We may be experiencing some kind of rapid growth right now, and that may level off some, but you know, we went from aerospace and defense. So our key industries that we target, and we target them because we're well positioned to support these industries. And we did an evaluation many years ago to verify this, and we've updated that a few times just to make sure that we're on track. But aerospace and defense, I mean, Tucson is an aerospace and defense town. We have a long, rich history in this industry, and we still are. But we saw that really shifted where aerospace and defense was regularly the number one industry in our pipeline, like year over year over year. As the pandemic was underway and we started seeing some of these shifts, it became less and less. At least for the moment, these expansions and growth that's occurring are really around clean energy. And so now clean energy technology companies are what dominates our pipeline. So that's everything from, you know, companies that do battery storage to those in EV, electric vehicle automotive manufacturing to other sources of energy around. There's some stuff around minerals and processing and, lots of things like that where they're evaluating our region. And so, yeah, that's been an interesting shift that we've seen. And I will just add, the other industries are transportation and logistics, bioscience, healthcare, and then we always had a renewable and a mining technology. But like I said, we've kind of shifted that to really characterize it as clean energy technology because it's more all-encompassing.
Susan, it's remarkable the shifts that are occurring right now. And I am delighted that Suncorp is staying on top of the analysis and shifting accordingly so that we can consequently attract more businesses that are going to make that generational difference. You know, their generational investment, our generational difference. So, Susan, it was an absolute pleasure to speak with you today. I want to thank you for the quality of your time, your insight. We're delighted for the growth, both with Suncorp and Southern Arizona. And I hope our listeners have taken in all the valuable information that you've shared and the importance of continued support of what companies need, want, and desire in our greater Southern Arizona community. Thank you for the quality of your time.
Thank you, Linda. It was my pleasure. It's great to speak with you.
Thank you.